what you were saying before about when people would tell us things like that, what we should do in our spiritual life, and we should know our limits. Where does obedience come into that? Like, isn't there any fruit if you, like, how do you know, because if it's our parents, shouldn't we be doing obedience in a way? Like, how do you know?
It's a problem when the parents, they don't have discernment. I'm not saying for anyone in particular, but there is a problem if there's a family and the parents, they push their kids too much. They will either make them break into pieces or they will make them go to the extreme opposite. If they teach with their example and they let them free, then the kids, they will grow naturally and they can follow Christ or they can follow something else. They're still free to follow whatever they want. If we have parents that they push us too much, we have to be very clever not to be influenced by this force. Because if this force is above what we can handle, we might not handle it well. And then, I'm just saying an extreme case, they will make us make decisions, they will pass away, we will blame them for the rest of our lives. That's not what we want to do. So we need to be responsible ourselves for ourselves. We can't let them take the responsibility of our soul. That's not their responsibility. So our parents, we have to be grateful that they taught us what they taught us. But other than that, if they push us too much, we will be polite, but we can only do what we can do, and they have to accept it. And we can only do what we love to do. If we don't do what we love, we will be a failure, and they don't want that. Truly down their hearts, they don't want that. It's just that they can't see it. They only know one way. But it's not just their way or no way at all. Everybody has his own and her own path, and that's unique. And only God knows how this goes. We have to find it. We have to explore it. We might make some mistakes, but it's our life, no one else's. When we die, when I die myself. I don't die with my dad. And when I give my soul to my Creator, it will be me. It won't be my dad. My dad cannot say to my Creator, this is my daughter, just put her in. Take an envelope, it has some, yeah, whatever. You can't do that. So you have to be responsible for your soul. This is why you were created, to take care of your soul, firstly, and then help others. If someone interferes with this, he interferes with you, between you and your Creator. Politely, you have to put him aside. That's it. Because otherwise you will blame them for the rest of your life. And that's not fair for them, and that's not fair for you. And especially for you. You find inside you what you want. You try to cultivate it as much as you can. It's no one else's job. It's no one else's... it's just for you to deal with it. If they push you too much, be polite. Yes, thank you, I'll think about it, maybe, and you do what you want to do. This is, you don't want to create problems, but they have to understand that it's your life, it's not theirs. Did you tell them to get married? You didn't, you weren't even born, right? Why should they tell you to get married? I'm just saying an example. What gives them the right to do this? Or not to get married? It's your life, it's not theirs. And that's what a good spiritual father will tell you. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you, if you're not happy, you don't have a spiritual life. You need to be happy to give yourself to God. There is no other way. And that's it. My approach might be different, but without happiness, there is no Holy Spirit. Without happiness, if we don't love what we do, we can't do it. How many years are you going to push yourself? You will explode. You can't. And if the parents eventually they will get it, because if they don't get it, it means that they love themselves, they don't love their kids. And that's not proper. That's selfish. If they love their kids, they will let them free. That's what God does with us. If I want to go and sin, I'm free to do it. He's not going to stop me at the door. What are you doing? He will be there with me when I sin. If I want to repent, he will be still there. But that's me. I'm free to do whatever I want. God doesn't stop me. Why should a human person stop me? Why should a human person take away the freedom that God gave me? He has no right to do this. It's illegal, spiritually. Anyone else, anything?
So when you sacrifice yourself and you like do more through
when you sacrifice yourself
and do more through either like prayer or fasting, where does God's grace come into that, where he helps you?
Where God's grace comes?
Comes into that.
Yes, God is there. God sees that you're struggling, that you're trying, that you love him. And that's where God is. You might not get your reward straight away, but God is there, and God appreciates everything that you do for him. It's just that if I want to be an athlete and I can't do it, I can't do it. I have to know my limits. I have to know who I am. And I have to be humble enough to accept who I am. Otherwise, what am I doing? But of course I will try. And of course I will do my best. But my best according to my abilities, not my best according to my brother's abilities, for example, or my father's or my sister's. And we shouldn't be comparing ourselves with others. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves with the saints. And we shouldn't be comparing ourselves with ourselves. Just do our best, and that's it. If someone can do more, let them do more. I can do what I can do, and this is what God wants me to do, and that's it. And God knows. But of course, if you can fast, if you can pray, whatever you do, as the more that you do is good, but you have to know your limits, and God is there. But God also gave us the brain to understand that we can't do more than what we can do. And we come back to the question that Tas said before. We need to find what we can do and what we can't do. And to do this, we need to, it's trial and error. But of course, God's grace is there when we try to do our best. Is this what you asked? Yes, God blesses your efforts when they are according to your strength, not when they're above your strength, because this is nonsense. This is not trying to give yourself to God. This is trying to prove a point to whom? If you can't do something and you keep pushing yourself to do it, what point do you try to? I'm not saying that this is the case, but I'm saying that we need to know how much to push ourselves. So if you don't eat for a week and then you faint, what did you prove? That you can faint? Of course you can. Yeah. The devil never eats. The devil never sleeps. The problem is that the devil doesn't have love. If you love God, you will give him what you can, not what you don't have. If you don't have the strength to give him 10 days of absolute fasting, you won't do it because you don't have it. And you don't have it because he didn't give it to you. You can't give him back something that he didn't give you. Where are you going to find it? All right, that's until next time, in a couple of weeks. If you have any questions, you can send them to the CYC. And if God allows, we will answer them. All right, we finish with a prayer.